All right, we've been slacking a little bit, but there's some vacay, there's some family barbecues, but we still are the only daily WNBA podcast ever. And I think we will stand the test of time. No one else is going to do this. No one else can do this.
It's almost impossible. It's like throwing a perfect game in baseball day after day.
To some, you know, they might talk about TikTok trends and, you know, who wore what, but we like to get into the basketball of it all. We like to talk TikTok as well, you know, and we like to, maybe we do.
Ooh, I think you asked a TikTok question. You had a good one yesterday to Miss Sonia Citron of the Washington Mystics.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to catch them in the pregame warm-up. We talked to Sonia Citron, really the runner-up for Rookie of the Year, or maybe the Rookie of the Year to some.
I think she's going to get some first-place votes, even though, you know, it's really Paige's, but she really should. She made a case.
Absolutely. Hey, she would get my vote over Paige, to be honest. I think she's on a worse team, and I think she's playing more consistently than Paige is, even though Paige does go off. But Sonia Citron has my vote, and I had to ask about, I can't do the eyebrow raise that she does. That TikTok trend, she was in it with Shakira and Kiki. I think Sykes, when she was on the team, was in it as well. And she kind of was, thought she was doing the dance right. And she made it up. She made up whatever that move was, a little Ace Ventura, a little Rocky Balboa, or the Rock, you know.
Yeah.
Can you smell what Sonia is cooking, you know?
You know what's
the
funny
people's
is
eyebrow.
I think maybe she said, I think that she had seen the move, but I guess she had not. But, you know, when you had asked her about it, it's funny because I don't think people are making fun of her. I think it's like almost like out of love and like, you know, it kind of took on a life of its own. And she was laughing about it yesterday, which was nice to see.
It's definitely out of love. People adore her personality. It is sort of a dry personality in a way, but she has a great sense of humor. It's unique to her, and it makes it, you know, genuine, which we all want. And if you're actually listening to this, reply with your best Sony, you know? I want to see how the people do when they're trying to do the Citron.
The Citron.
We also spoke to a veteran, a UConn Husky.
12-year vet.
Steph Dolson, a big 12-year vet. And we asked her what it's like being on such a young team. They got Amor, Kiki, Sony, Madison, Lucy, all rookies. Even Shakira is just a junior, if you will. And then here comes a 12-year vet who played for Geno. She's earned her badges or stripes, whatever you want to say. And she's kind of like, I'm just going to let them learn. Like, I could lead them a little bit this way, but
That's what I took from her when we talked with her yesterday. It's like, you can kind of lead through example. She kind of said, like, some people try to overlead sometimes where she, you know, I kind of am with that. Like, lead by example. You know, if there's something to tell, then you tell it, but don't, not too wordy. Just like, you know, go about your business, be a pro's pro.
Yeah, especially with the group she has there, they're all really top 20 picks, despite of where they went in the draft. Stellar rookies on that team. It's scary to see what they'll become as soon as they mesh and develop. Amor comes back from the injury. There are some phenomenal rookies, and they have a first-round draft pick after their trade, so they might get someone else.
I think give them 2 years if you can keep that nucleus together. You know, hopefully, you know, Amor is probably going to take a little bit of time to come back from that, you know, her knee injury, and, you know, give him a little bit more time of that nucleus to try to build that chemistry. And I think, you know, with the team they have, and maybe you add a first round pick, they could be, you know, right in the fight in the playoff hunt in a year or two.
I agree. Someone else, one of my favorites, she would have been a rookie. She was drafted in the second or third round. Serena Sundell just got picked up by the Dallas Wings. I don't know if you saw that. They might be close to forfeiting a game because of so many injuries.
Yeah, I think they
against
had to
Atlanta,
pick up somebody.
Maybe tonight. they might forfeit because they don't have enough players to play.
Yeah, there's a certain word for this where you're able to pick up on when there's so many injuries, which is unreal. I don't see them actually forfeiting a game. They're going to allow them to like pick somebody up on a 10-day contract or something like that. But it's driving me crazy. I can't think of the word. But yeah, they are in... they're just trying to make it to the finish line at this point. I hate to say it.
Yeah. I hope Serena does put in a good... I think it was a 10-day contract. A good 10 days here. She's a phenomenal player. A great point. She could pass the rock. And a lot of teams need a point guard. I'm looking at Indiana, Dallas, Chicago, kind of conventional. I think she's 6'2". Mm-hmm. I was surprised she dropped so far in the draft. And it took so long for a team to pick her up. But she's definitely a W-ready player, in my opinion.
I agree. You're talking about dropping in the draft. Can we talk about rising stock? You know, about 6 weeks ago, you were talking about how the Aces were really playing under their batting average and having such a mediocre season. I think they were 500 for a while. And now
they're going to miss the playoffs, it looked like.
You blink your eye and they win 12 straight games and they're the 2 seed now. And they jump the Liberty, which is like, you know, if I told you that 2 months ago, you'd probably never believe me.
My grandma used to do this when something was like fire or like.
I don't know.
The Asia and the Aces are really steamrolling the league right now. I didn't even think Asia's making a
back-to-back
competitive case to be another win another MVP. Another one. Fee and her are both averaging 24 points. There's a 12-game winning streak under Asia's belt now. A 23-game winning streak under Asia's belt. She's, you know, the nucleus, as you said before, of this Aces squad. They were underplaying. Now they're a contender. I want to be somebody. I want to be a contender. And now they're going to be a really tough out. It looks like they're meshing at the right time. They got a phenomenal coach. They've done it before. And who's stopping them? I don't know. That's a tough out.
Becky said the other day, Asia's going to be the best to ever do it when she's all said and done. It's pretty high praise from one of the greats. And, you know, it's exciting to see, you know, what changed. I know Asia did sprain that ankle when she was in New York. She didn't miss an extensive amount of time, but she is up and rolling and playing like an MVP. I still think Fee's going to win it, even though she missed about 5 games. It just seems like the media kind of has like shifted to like Team Fee. I feel like we were a year in front of it. Last year, I felt like she didn't really get much of the media, as much media love as she did this year.
I completely agree. Maybe Unrivaled brought her, you know, star up a little bit more. This seems like Fee's year. Asia could make it a competition. Does LeBron win MVP every year? No. So I could definitely see, you know, I do predict that Fee will win the MVP. Regardless of how well Asia finishes out the season,
it's really amazing.
The Lynx's year.
I think it's their championship to lose. As I was telling you yesterday before the game, and you know, I think Seattle. I was kind of shocked. A little gamesmanship. I think Seattle took them down. I saw them do an electric slide, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, Skylar sort of crashing out, being her usual self, super amped up after that win. It's a huge win, and the Lynx should not lose that type of game, especially with a slumping Seattle. And Seattle, you know, was it on their home court? Was it in Minnesota?
I believe it was in Seattle.
That's something.
Yeah.
I
kind of liked Coach Reeves was wearing the Stud Buds t-shirt merch the other day, which I thought was pretty cool, having the coach back you up in your off-court endeavors.
Yeah, I saw Fee rocking the Stud Buds big chain as well. They're all getting behind Court and T, as they call them affectionately. And the Stud Buds, I want to see them land somewhere. Where would they go? Who will they be picked up by? Or maybe they're just going to keep, you know, doing their own thing and get the paycheck themselves. But I want to see them on a bigger platform.
Nice feature on Slam magazine, which, you know, Slam was one of the bigger magazines, I'd say, you know, 2 years ago. It still holds, you know, a lot of stock. And now we have...
Those are awesome covers. Slam still does their thing when it comes to, like, a cover for a player. I think Fee had an awesome photo shoot, and now the Stud Buds are there. Stud Buds.
And we have the Fever, who are kind of, like, right at the edge of the playoffs. And, you know, really, they've been hamstringed by injuries.
It's really tough. They really got slammed by the injury bug when it seemed like they were on the precipice of being a contender, being somebody. Where's that from?
I think it's from a boxing movie, and it might be from...
On the Waterfront?
Is it Robert De Niro on Raging Bull?
Want to be somebody. I'm a nobody. I got to find this. An earlier film. I want to be a contender. They were there.
I thought they were going to lock in maybe the 3 or 4 seed. You know, I kind of heard a take. It might have been Lisa Leslie that said, you know, CC should sit out the remainder of the season. And there's part of me that does agree with it, because those groin and hamstring injuries, you can be healed, but you're not explosiveness healed. And what basically that means is it might feel okay, but you make one type of, like, defensive move or explosion, all of a sudden you're back to square one. Granted, if you were in the playoffs, you know, you'd have a whole offseason to heal up. But, you know, it just seems like as the 8 seed, I really don't, and so many injuries, I don't think that they really have enough firepower to make the push to win the whole thing if that's their goal.
I think if I'm the coach, Coach Steph White, I gear down. Right now, you got Cunningham out, Ari, Sid, Caitlin. I don't know if you saw Lexi got I don't know if it was an elbow to the head. Did you see that knot on her?
It was bad. It instantly turned into a knot.
Did you see the collateral the next day?
I don't know if I want
to. People are like, how's the knot? And she's like, pretty good. She has sunglasses on. She takes off her glasses, 2 black eyes. Smacked around, man.
And they had kind of complained about how they were getting reffed early in the season, how they were getting beat up. But, you know, I actually want to know who really has the final say on if CC can go on the court, because it might not be the coach. It might not be CC. You know, you have the people in the front office that really might have the final say. You have the medical team. And I think they weigh all these opinions before they make a decision. That's a pretty big one, I think, for their franchise.
I agree. It looks like they will make the playoffs. So does CC come back in the playoffs when injury riddled?
I would be interested for you to reach out to your sources that are in the, you know, the trainer staff in the WNBA and see, like, who really makes these final calls. And
I'm on it, man.
Yeah,
it's Marlon nice. Brando, 1954.
Ah,
you don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead, I'm a bum.
Here's a fun fact about Marlon Brando. My dad took us to see the movie The Score. I believe we went. It was in the 90s, maybe. And that was Marlon Brando's last movie, and he was so sick that he actually had an earpiece in his ear feeding him the lines.
Jeez. I do remember The Score. Edward Norton, Robert De Niro, I believe, right? Am I wrong?
Yep. You're not wrong, and it's so funny. There is a movie that that I saw the other day with Richard Gere, and it's with Edward Norton, and he kind of does the same character of playing somebody that's of lesser intelligence in the movie. It's a good courtroom movie where he plays these different characters. It's unbelievable. I think it's called...
Really?
It's driving me crazy that I can't think of it, but it's unreal.
You're drawing him. All right, I got to check it. I love Edward Norton. I love Uma Thurman. I love Maya Hawke. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Is that the kin? Is that their kid?
I think it's Ethan Hawke.
Oh, I'm thinking Ethan Hawke. I just confused two white actors that really have the same vibe. Ethan Hawke and Edward Norton. No? Or am I way off here?
No, you're not terribly in how they look. I think their acting is a little different. But yeah, I think Ed Norton is more of like a slime slickster tricking people, right? And I think that Ethan Hawke is more of like that cop male presence, hero type.
Apologies to Edward Norton and Ethan Hawke, but if they're listening, you know. All right, to wrap this up, I think on the eighth seed is the Valkyries, which had they overplayed. It's their inaugural season. It looks like they're going to make the playoffs, but the Sparks are right there. Healthy Brink, Kelsey Plum, who to me is an MVP candidate. I don't think she'll win. She could get third place. Realistically, she's falling. Do you think the Valkyries could fall out? I don't know if they have the experience in the last few games of the season. And I feel like the Sparks could maybe jump in there, which I would love to see. I'd love to see the Sparks over the Valkyries, to be honest, in the playoffs.
Yeah, they got healthy at the right time. They have some firepower, and it's very exciting seeing, you know, the addition of Plum and seeing Cameron Brink get healthy. It's kind of like her rookie year almost.
Pretty much, yeah. I wonder, yeah, it's pretty much her rookie year if you get injured that early. She got injured in June of last year. So still a long way for Cameron, Kelsey. We'll see if the Sparks make the playoffs. And we'll do this again tomorrow, I think. I believe we'll do it again tomorrow. Is that part of our contract?
It's daily, of course we are.
Hey, we don't have a contract, but if you want to give us a contract, we'll take a contract.
Hey, it was great to be back in the stadium yesterday with you at the Barclays. Also always an awesome experience getting to talk with some WNBA talent, and it's truly amazing to me. I had a moment yesterday where I was walking around. I'm like, we are so blessed to be able to cover this amazing league.
I agree. We're just doing our part to try to, you know, spread the news and really put a spotlight on these players in the league. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.